In that direction, only one set of footprints led. None coming, only ones going away from here. I followed these as far as the Carrick. There they disappeared into the river, but the water was too deep and strong beyond the rock for me to cross. It's easy enough, as you remember, to get from this bank to the Carrick by the ford, but on the other side is a cliff standing up from a swirling channel. I had to walk miles before I found a place where the river was wide and shallow enough for me to wade and swim, and then miles back again to pick up the tracks again. By that time it was too late for me to follow them far. They went straight off in the direction of the pine woods on the east side of the Misty Mountains, where we had our pleasant little party with the wargs the night before last. And now I think I've answered your first question, too, ended Gandalf, and he sat a long while silent. Bilbo thought he knew what the wizard meant.
"What shall we do?" he cried, "if he leads all the wargs and the goblins down here? We shall all be caught and killed. I thought you said he was not a friend of theirs."
"So I did. And don't be silly. You had better go to bed. Your wits are sleepy." The hobbit felt quite crushed, and as there seemed nothing else to do, he did go to bed. And while the dwarves were still singing songs, he dropped to sleep, still puzzling his little head about Beorn, till he dreamed a dream of hundreds of black bears dancing slow, heavy dances round and round in the moonlight in the courtyard. Then he woke up when everyone else was asleep, and he heard the same scraping, scuffling, snuffling, and growling as before. Next morning they were all wakened by Beorn himself.
"So here you all are still," he said.
He picked up the hobbit and laughed.
"Not eaten up by wargs or goblins or wicked bears yet, I see."
And he poked Mr. Baggins' waistcoat most disrespectfully.
"Little bunny is getting nice and fat again on bread and honey," he chuckled. "Come and have some more."
So they all went to breakfast with him. Beorn was most jolly for a change. Indeed, he seemed to be in a splendidly good humour and set them all laughing with his funny stories. Nor did they have to wonder long where he had been or why he was so nice to them, for he told them himself. He had been over the river and right back up into the mountains, from which you can guess that he could travel quickly, in bear's shape at any rate. From the burnt wolf glade, he had soon found out that part of their story was true.